Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to episode 3 of the Jay Piggin podcast. Again, I appreciate your time, taking the time to listen in, guys. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the 5 pillars of life, the 5 pillars of my life that are important to me. And these are 5 key areas in my life that I'm always trying to progress in to keep getting better. And when I'm improving these 5 areas of my life, I am at my absolute happiness. Now, I have, on my journey to success and my rise in who I am, what I've achieved, and me slowly becoming more successful, I've had massive mental journey, a massive process behind where I am today and the way that I look at life. Like, I haven't been diagnosed with fucking depression, but I'm very, very sure there was a point of time in my life where I was depressed. I wasn't happy. I was making crazy good money. I was working 14 hours a day. I just didn't have any fulfillment. I didn't, like, this is where I thought, I need more money for me to be happy. But that wasn't the case at all, because I kept making more money, and I was less happier. But when then I had to try and figure out, exactly like what I told you guys to do in the last episode, I had to figure out why I was feeling like this. What is the cause? What actually would make me happy? If it's not money, where does my actual happiness come from? How can I change my life from where I am right now, or back then, probably 5-6 years ago, when I started doing online coaching? And like I said, I was getting 10-20 clients sign up per day. I just couldn't handle the workload. Like, I was doing $2,000 a day, which at the time was massive money, but I just didn't have any quality of life. I didn't have anything that I enjoyed. All I was doing was making program after program after program, and it got really, really depressing. I was very unhappy for probably 3 to 6 months until I actually figured out, sorted my shit, asked myself the hard questions, exactly like what I told you guys to do in the last episode. And ever since then, I've pretty much based my entire fucking life around what I'm going to tell you in this episode today. Like I said, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do anything that I'm telling you to do. Like I said, it's just what I do and what's helped me progress and grow as a person and really improve my mental clarity on what actually makes me happy and what I like doing. But I really want you to try it. Like, you don't have to, but again, if you do, I can pretty much guarantee you, and you implement this properly, it's going to completely change the way that you look at your life, and you're going to be a much more happy and much more successful person because of it. So the 5 pillars of life, I call it, they're the 5 key areas in my life that are important to me. So like, when I was trying to get money, I was money, that's all I wanted. Kept getting it, wasn't any happier. I bought a new car, bought a Maloo, paid in cash in full when I was 23 years old. Then got upgraded to a really, really nice house. We're paying $800 a week rent from a $250 apartment up to $800 a week. We're like, whoa, I honestly thought I'd made it. And then happy for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, but then it just becomes normal. And I was constantly searching for something. And now that I've broken it down into 5 key areas, all I need to do is keep getting better at those 5 key areas, and I'm 100% happy all of the time. Obviously, there's setbacks, there's problems, shit comes up all the time, but when you're constantly striving and pushing to get better in the 5 areas that are important to you, your life's going to get much, much better. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to touch on the 5 pillars of my life that are important to me, just because these are the ones that I believe in, and these are the pillars that help me be happy and dominate my life. Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be the same for you. Like, one of mine is career. You might not be that career driven. You want life experiences, you want travel. You need to pick the 5 things on this planet out of everything that make you the absolute happiest, and I promise you, when you're getting better at all of those 5 things on a daily basis, or you're working towards getting better on all of those 5 things on a daily basis, your quality of life is going to go through the absolute roof. So the first pillar for me is my career. The second pillar for me is my finances, my financial position. The third pillar for me is relationships. The fourth pillar is my health. And the fifth is my quality of life. The fifth one used to be life experiences, but I tried that for a little bit and it didn't really work for me. I don't really like life experiences. I don't really like travel. I don't want to go fucking skydiving or anything like that. That's not my personality. It's not really what I'm interested in. But the quality of my day-to-day life and improving that and refining that, outsourcing shit that I don't want to do, just constantly trying to optimize my day to make it the best that it can possibly be. So I'm going to touch on all 5 of them now, quickly go into what I mean by all of them, and then I'll tie it all in together at the end, and then I'm going to get you guys to do your own 5 pillars and really just base your entire fucking existence entire fucking existence around progressing in those five key areas. So the first one was career. So for me, it's basically how well known I am, how big I can get as a fitness athlete, as a business person, just as a public figure, that's increasing my social media following, having more people know who I am, having more people use my programs, speaking at events, training with people, just networking. Something for me that's really important to me that I want to do. I want to keep getting more and more and more well known, because the more people that know you, the bigger impact that you can have. Like, I have very, very big goals. I need to find good people around me. So my career is really, really important to me and who I am. So when I mean by progressing in those areas, when I'm every single day, I'm doing things that are going to push me forward in my career. I'm speaking somewhere, I'm training someone, I'm going to a meeting, I'm doing social media posts, I'm doing Facebook advertising, email campaigns, but basically at the moment, it's pretty much all social media and growing the business side of it. But yeah, when I'm moving forward in my career, that makes me very happy. So when I'm doing jobs on a day-to-day basis and that helps me move forward in my career, at the end of the day, I go, fuck, what a productive day. That was really good. I made some good progress. I'm getting closer to where I want to be. I can go to bed. I can sleep well, because I know I haven't been a lazy fucker and sat on the couch and watched Netflix all night. I've actually put some work and put some effort into a key area in my life that is important to me. So the first one is career, guys. The second one is my finances. I'm very, very, very money motivated. Like, I want to be a billionaire. That's my goal financially. I want to be a billionaire. I want to do that by the time that I'm 50. I think I will probably do that. It's going to be hard. It's not a guarantee. It's not set in stone. But that's what I'm pushing towards. I want to be a billionaire. I want to give a fuckload of money away to charity. I want to help as many people. I want to help animals, like me and my girlfriend, Adriana, are very big on helping animals. And that's something that we think we'd really enjoy to do in the later years of our life. Finances are very, very important for me, and finances at the start made me very, very unhappy. I never thought, no matter how much money I made, I never thought it was enough. So I don't need the money to make me happy, but now I understand that I want money, but I'm not relying on that as my happiness. I've got other areas in my life that are important to me as well. And by adding those other areas in, when originally I was just solely focused on money, really, really made a massive difference. So yes, I still want to make good money. I still want to help a lot of people. My goal is to be a billionaire. But at the same time, like, as long as all the other things around that are bad, that's when I'm unhappy. Like, my quality of life was terrible back in the day. My career, I wasn't really doing anything because I was fucking just doing programs all day. My relationship seriously suffered because all I was doing was work. And over time, it just got worse and worse and worse. Until I actually realized, shit, I don't just want money. There's more to life than just having money. Yes, it's important and I'm still going to do that. It still makes me happy being able to live a better quality life and provide for the people that I love, but that's not the sole thing that's going to make me happy. And me realizing that and doing this process that I'm telling you guys to do now basically changed everything for me. So the second one for me is finances. First one is career. Second one is finances. The third one is relationships. Another big one for me. Me and my girlfriend Adriana are very, very close. We spend a fuckload of time together pretty much all day, every day. She's probably the number one most important in my life. She is the number one most important person in my life. So it's really, really important that me and her are good all the time. We both make it a massive, massive priority. If I'm doing something she doesn't like, I stop it. If she's doing something I don't like, we stop. Like, our goal is to improve the quality of our relationship and grow together as a couple. And when we're good, we're moving forward. She's got after her goals, I'm after my goals. We're all putting in the work. We've got the same goals together. We're constantly moving forward as a couple. That makes me very, very happy. My relationship with my mum, my dad, I absolutely love my mum. I absolutely love my dad. My mum's been through a very hard time recently. She's had cancer, but she's hopefully coming out of that with some really, really good results. So that's very, very positive. My dad's probably helped me more than anyone on this planet. He was so good to me when I was just starting out in business. He bailed me out of so many bad situations. I did pay him back for everything. I've paid him back in full. He's never given me any money, but he has lent me money. He's given me advice. He's been a massive, massive help. So finances help with that. I want to be able to retire my parents. I want to be able to give them the best retirement. I don't want them to ever have to struggle or stress for money. Like, that's really, really important to me, that my relationship with Adriana, my mum, my dad, and my sister as well, top of the top. Like, it's really, really important to me. Probably the number one most important thing in my life. And the other one is my sister. My sister and I talk all the time. She's a lovely, lovely, lovely girl. She's doing really, really well for herself. And as long as those relationships are good, they're my four key relationships. I don't really have a lot of friends. I'm going to do another podcast episode later on why I don't really do friends and how basically I just see friends as problems, to be honest. And that's just my opinion. There's no right or wrong, but that's just how my life has developed and that's just how I look at it. My family is everything to me. I love my family. It's really, really important. I've got quality, good relationships with them all the time. And I'm constantly making them better and everything's all good with my family 24/7. If it's not, I'm unhappy. So I need to make sure I'm on top of that. The fourth thing is my health, obviously. Health is... being healthy and not being sick is probably the one of the most important things. You can have all the money in the world, you can have the best relationships in the world, you can have the best business in the world, you can have the best career in the world, but if your health is shit, all of that completely goes out the window until you keep your health in order. So health isn't something that's overly fun. It's not something like that's exciting and you can progress in massively. It's just something that you need to stay on top of. I'm having vitamins all the time. I'm constantly pumping good shit into my body all the time. I'm going to get blood tests done. I get my moles checked because I go to the solarium. I have a fucking tanning addiction, guys. Really, really important that I'm switched on. I'm aware of my health. And as long as I'm healthy, I know I can go away and dominate and keep doing the things that I enjoy doing on a daily basis. My nutrition is on point. I have one fucking bad night per week where I eat bad. Me and my girlfriend watch a movie, we sit down, we eat some ice cream, we got burgers tonight. I'm actually having a cheat meal tonight. So that's really, really exciting. That's something that's really important. But nutrition, really, really important. Vitamins, really, really important. Getting all the things that you need to get done to make sure that you're healthy all the time, really, really important. It's a pain in the ass and it's annoying being on top of that, but it's so important. So really, really important you're staying healthy. And the last one, guys, the fifth pillar for me is the quality of my day-to-day life, quality of life. This is something when I was on a relentless pursuit of making money. I want money. That's what I want to do. I want to be rich. I don't want to have the same stresses and struggles as my parents did. I want to be wealthy. That's what I wanted to do. My quality of life seriously suffered. Those other areas, my career, my finances were going up, but my relationships, probably my health, was suffering as well. But my quality of life was terrible. Like, I was making $2,000 per day, but I was on the computer from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. What's the point of having money if you're sitting on the fucking computer for 7 days a week doing absolutely nothing? Like, it just do that for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 months in a row, and I promise you'll drive yourself fucking insane. I know firsthand because I did it. So I took a step back from that. I got probably proper depressed from that. Like, I hated my fucking life. I absolutely hate it. Why am I doing this? Money doesn't make me happy. Fuck this. Fuck everything. A really, really, really bad mental state. So I took a step back, asked myself the hard questions. Why do I feel like this? What else do I need in my life? Then me and my girlfriend went on a holiday. We tried traveling. I didn't enjoy that. That didn't make me happy. I had to trial all these different areas until I figure out what I actually do enjoy, and they're the things that I need to bring. And that's how I've got these five pillars now. Like, I play ball. I throw the ball for my dog for 15 minutes every single day. Like, that's one of the favorite parts of my day, sitting down with Adriana for half an hour to an hour, watching something after we eat dinner together. Favorite part of my day. It's really, really, my conversations with my mum, my dad, my sister, favorite parts of my day. Like, I love working and I love my career and I love finances, but it's really, really important you have those other things to break up the hard work, the stress, and the constant pursuit of getting better, because it is fucking hard. It's not easy. I'm going 24/7. But when I bring, when I focus on making Adriana happy, my mum happy, my dad happy, my sister happy, I play with my dog, take my dog to the park. Like, they're just the things in my life on a day-to-day basis that I really, really enjoy. And having those break up my work day and break up the problems that I deal with running multiple employees, multiple businesses, just the whole little empire that I've created. Very, very stressful, very hard work, and having those things in there to break it up just has improved the quality of my life more than you can possibly imagine. So again, you guys don't have to do this, but I really, really suggest you try it. Like, it's, you're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to learn, but this is all you learning yourself, being true to who you actually are. Figure out five things. All right, these five things, if I'm fucking dominating these five things, I'm going to be happy. Write them down, come up with a plan. How do I improve this? How do I improve this? What do I need to do to get better at this? And I promise you, when I'm moving forward in my career, my bank account's going up, my relationships with the people that I love are quality, my health is good, and I'm enjoying my day-to-day life. As hard as my life is and as hard as I work, I am 100% happy when I'm on top of those five things. If one of those drops off, slowly starts to decrease my happiness, slowly starts to decrease my motivation, slowly starts to decrease my energy. Like, it's really, really important. When I'm dominating those things, I'm fucking dominating life. So write down your five pillars, figure out what you need to do to get better in those five areas, and spend your entire fucking existence, guys, your entire existence progressing in those five areas, and I promise you, you will have a very successful and a very happy life. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. I'm not going to take too much of your time. I hope there was some good information, but please do try it, because like I said, that is single-handedly what has completely changed my life and allows me to be happy on a day-to-day basis, is by progressing in those five key areas of my life that are important to me. And I want you guys to try it. Let me know how you go. Reach out to me on Facebook, reach out to me on Instagram. I want to hear from you guys. And again, thank you for taking the time to listen. I'll catch you in the next episode. Cheers.